Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 308. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Now, you clicked this episode, an episode that's clearly about cheating, about the people who cheat. And obviously, there's no way around the fact that this is a bit of a downer of a topic. But if you listen to the podcast, you know, that's not really my style, right? Like, my mission in life is to make mindfulness, the practice of mindfulness, uplifting and fun and most of all energizing, to make you feel happy and empowered by making you more self-aware and more aware of just how awesome you are and your self-worth and all those great things. And I stand by that mission, of course. And I decided to do this episode on cheating, not to unpack it in a way that makes you feel its weight any more than you already have if you've experienced cheating in your life, or to make you feel sad or anything like that, but literally the opposite, to make you feel uplifted and energized and like a weight has been lifted. That is my mission. And, you know, I decided to talk about this topic of cheating. It's a topic that I haven't touched in over 300 episodes. And that's largely due to the fact that I've been privileged in my dating life. Frankly, I've never experienced cheating myself. I've never cheated myself. And I'm grateful to be able to say that. But I've had many friends who have been tremendously affected by cheating. I talked to so many of you all on Instagram and via email and every which way you connect with me. I hear really just messed up stories from people on how cheating has given them just lifelong doubts and insecurities and those things. And like, I can empathize with that so much. And I get that being cheated on is terrible. It can change you. It can give you issues and baggage that you carry with you for quite some time. So I was reflecting on this morning and being like, how can I help? How can I help someone who has been cheated on? What is a mindset that can be helpful here? And I sat down and I thought about it, and I came up with one thought that I think is genuinely helpful. And I say this because what I've noticed is that when someone has been cheated on, it's easy to revert to bombarding yourself with focus. Right? So that's focus on you. Focus on how shitty you feel, how lost you feel, how betrayed you feel. You focus on blame. You didn't see the warning signs. Why? Why did this happen? What you could have done different, and so on and so forth. Or all these things that are normal, don't get me wrong, but they do nothing to help you move forward. And as with so many of the topics I discuss on the podcast, right? These are topics where you, as an amazing human, where you are on the receiving end of malicious, unfair, selfish behavior, you know, be it cheating or being ghosted on or whatever it may be. I think a very powerful mindset is one where you learn to draw a very distinct line between you and them, a line between who you are and who they are. And for a moment, realize that what they did was all about them and nothing about you. And I think really realizing this, like truly realizing this, realizing who they are as a result of what they did, it's very powerful because it takes the lens, the focus off of you. It takes the self-blame off of you. It takes the why off of you. It takes the inclination we have to beat ourselves up. And for a moment, it places the spotlight rightly where it deserves to be. And that's on them. That's on the cheater. So thinking about this topic, cheaters, right? What does cheating say about them? Well, it's easy to say, you know, they were wrong. It's on them and not you. Move on. And I think that's the right advice. I think that's the accurate advice, of course. But like that in and of itself, in that phrasing, is not that helpful, right? Because you think about the example. If Beyonce can be cheated on, well, clearly it's not about you. It's always about the person cheating. But I think we need to go a layer deeper than that. That's the conclusion I want us all to arrive at, of course. But I think we need to go a bit deeper. And the headline is that, you know, whoever does the cheating is very deeply insecure in some way. And that, of course, is also not that helpful because everyone is insecure in life, right? I am and you are. But the difference between insecure good people and insecure weak people is that cheaters let their insecurity lead them to do something that is intentionally deceptive. They choose self-gratification over communication, over trying, over intimacy. And that is a really telling, it's a really defining choice. Defining in the sense that they did something intentionally. And the one thing I've realized about cheating is that it all comes down to their intention. Intention. That's something obviously I talk a lot about on the podcast. Intention. It's what you plan to do. I think in life, right, you can learn to forgive yourself. You can learn to forgive someone else. If you went into a scenario, a relationship, a job, a friendship, a date, whatever, with the right intention, but the outcome wasn't so great. That's okay. Like you can learn to forgive. You can learn to quickly move on because sometimes mistakes happen, even if an intention was a good one. But when it comes to someone cheating, that person really has no room to stand on when it comes to their intention. Their intention was not pure. It was not right. No matter what they say to justify it, they purposefully lied, cheated, deceived, chose something incredibly selfish. And there's not a whole lot more to say than that. Someone who cheats on you, their intention was literally to do so. It was to deceive. And that is where you draw the line. Like, they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing wasn't right, and they hid it from you. They betrayed you. They deceived you. They knew that there was some insecurity driving them, some itch that they wanted to scratch, and they chose that. They chose that gratification over what a person with a pure intention would do, which would be have a conversation, work through the issue, or, if need be, end the relationship outright. But they did not. And so to intentionally deceive and act out of that level of selfishness, I can't think of any worse act in life. They had an intention to deceive and to hurt, and that is the end of the story, no matter how they might justify it, right? I think that's all you need to know. Intention. Their intention was to choose self-gratification over commitment, self-gratification over communication, self-gratification over a tough, awkward conversation. And, you know, I say that, but then, you know, the number one thing I hear when it comes to cheating is that, hey, Case, you know, sometimes it was just a mistake. It was a lapse of judgment. It was a mistake. It wasn't an intention. It was a mistake. But when you think about cheating as the product of intention, you realize that cheating is not a mistake. It's a choice. Choice, not mistake. It was a choice, or rather, it was a series of choices. Like, you can say, oh, it was a drunken mistake one night. But it wasn't a mistake to drunkenly make out with a person at a bar that one night. It was a series of small choices. To keep talking with that person, to touch that person, to reciprocate with that person, to not speak up to say you had a significant other, and so on and so on. Those are small choices that all aligned with the underlying insecurity, underlying intention that that person had. That drunken environment just brought it out in them. They still made the choice to carry with them that intention instead of acting on it in a pure way. Communicating and so on and so forth. There's no way around that. And so, like, I think about this and I think about cheating in the context of intention. And cheating, by definition, means they had a selfish, hurtful intention, no matter what they say. And that is what makes it bad, along with everything that goes with it, of course. But I think if you can pinpoint that intention, then it becomes easier to see that it was never about you at all. It was always about them. It was always about their intention. And I think reminding yourself of this can be empowering because the temptation is to replay the why game. You know, why did this happen? Why? Was I not good enough? Did I do something to drive them to this? How did I not see this? What am I lacking? And so on and so forth. That is the inclination we all have. And I can think of quite a few reasons of why people cheat. But that's not what this episode is about. You know, why people cheat. I can think of a lot of them. And none of them are great, of course. But all of them open up room for you to overthink them and to take some of the blame that belongs squarely on their shoulders and put it on your own. Right? You could start doing this thing where you're like, you know, they cheated because they were bored. But that's my fault because, you know, I drove them to be bored. You can say, you know, they cheated because we drifted apart and they were lonely and they acted out of loneliness. And then you're like, well, that's my fault because we lost the spark and I stopped trying. That's on me. You could do this thing where you're like, well, they cheated because they needed validation from someone. They weren't getting it from me. And that's my fault because I lost my attraction to them. They put on 20 pounds and I just lost attraction. Like, you could do that. You can go that route. Do that circular justification. You could always find reasons to blame yourself. You can always find a reason to blame yourself that might have some justification for why things weren't great and your role and what drove them to do it or whatever it may be. You could do that. Or you can realize that no matter the why, no matter what drove them to do it, whether it was because they lacked something, because you weren't giving them what they needed, or because they were just outright a shitty person, whatever it may be, at the end of the day, they had an intention to do it. They had an intention to hurt you. It wasn't an oopsie. It wasn't a mistake. It was a choice. And of course, like, I get that that doesn't make it suck any less. It doesn't. But it does place the blame squarely on their shoulders. And when you put it there, you take it off your own shoulders. You remove any of the inclination you have to blame yourself, to think that you drove them to it, that you're to blame because you didn't give them the love or validation they wanted. And yeah, of course, there's always room to reflect on where things went south, but cheating on you is never on you. Them cheating on you is always on them. If their intention was to fix the relationship issue that was tempting them to cheat in the first place, then they would have acted on that intention, but they didn't. And they knew that was a choice. And ultimately, from the start, they had the opportunity to set two intentions, and they chose which one to set and to act on. They had the opportunity to say, I'm feeling lonely, feeling insecure, I'm feeling bored, I need validation, whatever. I can either discuss that with my partner and figure out what we can do or if we need to end the relationship, or I could fix it in my own way. I can give myself a quick fix by cheating. And that's what they chose to do. And I think when you break it down like that, you see what I see. And that it was never about you in the way you might be tempted to think. It wasn't about what you weren't giving them. It wasn't about any insecurity or issue you had that resulted in the relationship becoming stagnant. It was never about that. It was about them and their inability to look their insecurity in the eye and do something about it. They chose the opposite. They chose an intention that betrayed you. And choice is everything, isn't it? Don't you think choice is everything? And I know that sucks, right? Again, downer topic, but I can totally get now that if you've been through something like this, you live with this feeling that someone is going to do it again to you. And that's terrible. No amount of clarity that comes from a conversation like this is going to right the wrong that has been done to you. Like, I get that. But I hope you find a bit of peace in realizing that intention does define you. And one that is defined by deceit, that tells you everything you need to know about that person, them, not you. And if there's one additional realization I think you could take from this, is that just as unfortunately there are people in life who will set and act on shitty intentions and think nothing of it, who would justify it all the way home, there are people out there who won't do that. And I hope you realize that you deserve those people. I hope you realize that as much as people do cheat, men and women, both, and as much as you never deserve to be on the receiving end of it, I hope you realize that there are people out there who would not do that, who are aligned in their intention and would do so much more to have a conversation with you sooner or end the relationship if necessary before deciding to set an intention to deceive you or to act on that. And I know that no amount of flipping the script erases whatever experience you've been through, but I hope you realize that it was never about you from the beginning, and nothing about their intention and their choice was about you. It was never about your worth or your value. It was all about them and their inability to be mature about whatever insecurity they're facing. Because again, everyone is insecure. This isn't about, you know, you not being able to offer them what they needed or whatever. Everyone is insecure, but weak, insecure people act out of their weakness and they choose an intention that is all about self-gratification. So that's it. I'm going to end it right there. Just something that I hope might give you a bit of energy to continue to move forward if this is a topic that's close to you. If it was, or if you have a friend who'd get something out of this topic, I'd love if you'd share this episode with them. That means a lot, and hopefully it will be helpful for them. And that's it. I'll just land the plane right there. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.